more countries have questions about China's spy balloons. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The State Department sending details to all U.S. embassies as more information about the Chinese espionage operation comes to light.
Over the past several years, Chinese balloons have previously been spotted over countries across five continents. We have been in touch with allies and partners on this issue.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre also says keeping Americans safe is something President Biden takes very seriously amid ongoing questions about his handling of last week's balloon incident. Senior officials confirming to Fox News a Washington Post report that the spy balloon program is based on a southern Chinese island and linked by the U.S. intelligence community to a vast surveillance program run by the People's Liberation Army. Jean-Pierre speaking while traveling with the president to Wisconsin with an economic agenda Republicans continue to criticize.
The State of the Union is not good right now because of Joe Biden's policies, and it seemed like he just wanted to double down on it.
House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says Republicans will fight for struggling families. The White House says GOP policies would take the country backwards. A South Carolina courthouse just evacuated, the judge announcing it during the murder trial of former attorney Alec Murdaugh, accused of killing his wife and son. No word officially on why it's evacuated yet, but the trial in recess for now. A deadly bus crash into a daycare center in Canada. Officials in Quebec just confirming two children dead, six hospitalized, north of Montreal, and they're calling it a crime involving a city bus. One nearby resident says after the crash, the driver stepped off the bus, took off all his clothes, and started screaming. He has been arrested. The UN hoping to get earthquake relief into a war-torn part of Syria.
We are hoping that that tomorrow we will be able to deliver to deliver something.
A regional UN coordinator as a search for survivors continues. More than 11,000 dead in Turkey and Syria. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The president of Ukraine wants fighter jets as Russia tries to make progress in eastern Ukraine.
Overnight, Russian missiles targeted Ukraine's second largest city of Kharkiv. Loud explosions rocked the area as civilians headed for shelters. Further south, around the city of Bakhmut, Russian troops are getting closer to encircling the strategic town. The fighting in the east comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the United Kingdom today for his second trip out of the country since the war began. Zelensky addressed the British Parliament and met with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. In Kyiv, Trey Yingst, Fox News.
The head of a pilots union at Southwest Airlines plans to tell lawmakers that pilots have been sounding the alarm about inadequate crew scheduling technology and outdated operational processes for years. This in prepared testimony for a Senate hearing on recent air travel disruptions, especially more than 16,000 flights canceled by Southwest over the holidays. Is the IRS about to turn into the tip police? The agency says no.
The IRS proposing a new rule, which it says is to improve tip reporting compliance. Americans for Tax Reform charges new IRS agents you were promised would only target the rich. They're coming after waiters' tips now. But as an IRS official explains to Fox Digital, this is not a proposal for the auditing of servers. It's a proposal for comment to welcome further conversation from all interested parties. IRS wants annual reports from employers on annual tip revenue, including tips that are charged. This comes after an Inspector General report found an estimated 30% of employers with tip reporting agreements hadn't reported tips worth almost $1.7 billion. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Stocks remain lower. The Dow's down 93 points. The Nasdaq dropping more than 1%. Oil prices getting back over $78 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.